On the second day of Podmas, the podcaster said to me, please download Anchor FM so everybody can be a podcaster. There's not enough of us. So everybody can say they have a job, right? But we all just don't get paid for what our worth is. Because I know if I got paid what my worth is, I'd be getting at least 10 grand a month. And I should be getting that in my bank account every month for the shit that I deal with. And the shit that I've dealt with. We're going to manifest that shit. Because we all know we'll manifest. We're going to pray. Because we want to help. We can't help others if we, you know, don't have the place or whatever. So that's what we're going to. I want a big plot of land, horses, I don't know, I want to do like a campground. My dream was always to be a campground host and just go to different campgrounds. What has been your like dream job, like when you retire and everything's slow and you're just living for yourself? That's my dream. It's very simple. I'm a very simple person. Always have been, always will be. So, like, Thanksgiving, like I said, should be every day, because especially if you're still alive now with the whole pandemic, if you haven't woken up because of the pandemic, then something's seriously wrong with you. You might be an NPC. I'm noticing there's a lot of NPCs in the world, which are just, like, background characters of your life that just, they don't actually do anything or mean anything, which is sad, because like I thought these people had souls, but I guess some people legit don't. But I'm sorry, I'm out with my monkey, and I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, you see that I wake up early, always have a fire, pray every morning, and yeah, like, I don't know. Someone DM'd me recently to help them with a relationship. And I thought, okay, well, they haven't really said anything, but so this is going to be for you. If you just got your hearts broken, you need to focus on yourself, because all that love that you gave to someone else, you need to inwardly give that to yourself now, because your heart is broken and someone who you trusted is not who you thought. And you need to, I don't know if you believe in God, so that's the first thing you need to do, is find yourself, find God and pray. And it's a good thing this happened to you, because better late than never. What if you would have wasted years and years, or had worse, even had kids with this person? People take marriage almost more seriously than they take kids, when marriage is just a piece of paper and it could be faked. And they lie on it, just like everybody else, you know. It just doesn't mean anything nowadays. And now that whole same-sex bill thing came, which is a slap in the face to the Bible, it's just gonna ruin marriage. And remember, in the Bible it says marriage will be illegal, and that's pretty much what it's coming down to, what it will come down to in the new world order. I just can't believe, like, literally everything's, you know, happening. Then they called people conspiracy theorists and everything. It's like, I don't know. It's like just a sad world. And if I would have been able to take down the school district like I should have been able to, if I would have had a non-corrupt lawyer, I just didn't know it was so political. You see, that's just my naivete. I live in a pretty red area now. I mean, all my neighbors are super proud Republicans, but they're like not even the nice ones. Most of them are the racist ones, Like, my most racist neighbors just moved. Thank goodness. I liked it better in the ghetto. People were nicer. That's what's sad. It's like, because we're all evenly poor, I think, and no one's trying to outdo each other. I think that's why you get along more in the ghetto. I don't know. But I find that poor people are happier. So I always have thought of myself as poor. But even when my dad had money, he even made, I mean, we're Jewish, so go figure. Jewish is by blood, not a religion. But yeah, so second day of Vlogmas. Thankful to be alive. So thankful. Like, you don't understand. We didn't do anything for COVID since day one. We did not do anything. We've been living our lives normally. If it's our time to go, it's our time to go. Like, I say, like, bring on the black drones, bitch. Come on. Where are they? It's like, where are they when you need to film them, right? With all these fucking black drones coming in my backyard. And then when I want to film them, they're not there. And I've posted it online, and I've done, asked a bunch of other people too, and they say it's the government or aliens. I don't believe in aliens. I believe the devil is aliens. So I guess the government being aliens is the same thing, because most of the government is with the devil. Although I did find out that they're beginning to pray again in Congress because Nancy Pelosi left. So if that's not a sign that the Democrats are really demonic, I don't know what is. But I've also been seeing lots of signs that from Calvary Chapel Church. So I don't know if, like, most of the people that are possessed come from there or what. Because, yeah, because of the Karen videos, the Karen Gone Wild videos, I was watching it. And it's like sad because they say, I go to Calvary Chapel. And I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense now. Maybe, like, I feel like since Calvary Chapel Church is saying most of the truth, most of the demon attacks are going to the people that go there. And if you're not careful, you get possessed. Because I totally think that has happened to me. Or you get this, like, I don't know if it's possession, but you get this, like, little demon that wants to go tell everybody outside that the world's ending and nobody believes you. And you get mad and they call the police, and then you end up getting sent to the mental institute for being scared or telling people that the world's ending. It's cool. But I've actually talked to somebody else and they got sent to the mental institute for spreading false COVID information. They had put that in my, they had said some made up shit in my medical file. So I don't even trust the state doctors or anybody. That's why I pay my own side doctor. But, like, I'm still waiting for the, you know, the Teachers Association to start paying me. Or else our shit's gonna be exposed eventually, because everything gets exposed. All lies, all the lies will come out to the light. All of them. It's just, it's not something I say, it's something that the Bible says, and something Jesus made a promise that we are all gonna see the truth. And we're seeing it on TV, and Disney literally spelled it out. They wrote out, we love Satan. If this is not, if you're not awake now and you don't realize that the devil can mask himself as an angel of light, I can pray for you to have your spiritual awakening. Because it's Shabbat Shalom. When the sun goes down, holy day. And I don't know, I just felt something huge is gonna happen this month. I've been talking to so many people and the UFO dreams are crazy, first of all. I talked to someone the other day and they had a dream that there was a UFO down the street and it was made out of mirrors. That's why we can't see them, because they use mirrors. And blue lights were beaming up cars and people. And so it's like your kids will prophesize, your parents will prophesize, everybody's prophesizing right now. I don't understand how more people aren't making, I mean, it is, a lot of people are making a big deal about this. I mean, look at that crypto guy that ended up dead in his sleep. It's just, all these crypto guys are showing, ending up dead somehow. But then you find out that they had just like uncovered some heavy pedo ring. No coincidence. So anyways, everybody be careful. Watch your back. And if you start seeing black drones, just stay calm and know that they're just keeping an eye on you. Oh, and I wanted to apologize for the noise of construction. We're having a lot of demolishing and reconstruction going on in the house, so it's gonna be loud. You know, gotta move forward with things. Improving things. And yeah, just all that adulting stuff that's not fun to talk about. I'm not going to be like Jackie Schimmel and be like, had us show up to the Home Depot. And I don't even know how people listen to her podcast and like find it humorous. Like, you have to be really like stuck in your hometown. You've grown up there and lived there your whole entire life. And you have the same friends. Like, cool, Jackie. You sound miserable. Like, you're in the same place that you grew up in, and your fucking life sounds like mine. That's why I could relate to her so much. But she's just gotten unbearable, and she's like not woke to, in the correct woke. She's bot woke, you know? Like, she's always, she's down with her seed being the Antichrist. That's how down she is. And, but she's like aware. So she's totally aware of like the New World Order and that kind of stuff. She just thinks it's all a joke, which is like crazy. And that's why I find it really offensive that she calls her podcast Bitch Bible when she's Jewish, because she's making a mockery of our Bible and everything that it stands for. But that's just me. I mean, like, I used to really like her until I told her that I got in trouble for singing her song. And she blocked me. And I was like, bitch, you know how much, like, public notoriety you can get? Like, it's the fact that their police are just singling me out because I'm not white. But you want to, I don't know. It's just annoying. Like, you think people, you know, you got to turn something bad and use it into something good. And that's what I was trying to do for her. But, whatever. So with that said, just know that, like, even with your phone on airplane mode, they can still track you down. So I don't know if it has to be off or what, how does it work? They're all, these things are just trackers in our pockets. So I don't, they have anything to hide. So, I mean, and the police is literally on my ass all the time. So, like, I'm cool. Like, I'm cool with it. But if you're not cool with it, you should be really careful. Because it's not even a joke. Like, how obvious it is anymore. Honestly, it's not. It's actually kind of sad. And so, people that think that they're actually going to get away with something, it's like, all you could do is just feel sorry for them, you know? I mean, look at the people on January 6th, how much they're paying for everything. The government went backwards to find out. They found anybody who was pinging in that area, they questioned. So it's like, if you're near the area and you ping, like, it's just fucking crazy what they can do to you. These phones, that's why I always make sure to have my phone on me. And every single time I've now that the police has confronted me or I call the police, I make sure to have a phone near me so I can record everything. Because what they did to me was totally unfair. And, you know, I know that I'll be getting that money in my account soon. Because I know they don't want me to take them to court, because then everything's going to come out in the open. Oh, my goodness. And it's like, legit, I've told them. I even, like, you know, called 911 once when the black drones, like, really would not leave me alone. And I was like, this is just getting annoying. They're like, do you want to send police? I'm like, no, because what are you guys going to do? You guys are going to deny it and just say I'm crazy like you did the last time. So just tell them that, like, I know. And that, you know, God's going to, I can't take care of it, but God will, you know. It's like, God can do things that are beyond our brain, beyond what we can think of, you know what I mean? It's like, what we can think of is nothing. Like, it's just nothing. Our brains, we even can't comprehend. But just believe in the power of God. Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua HaMashiach.